Ashley Michikay joining us today from True North Retirement Advisors. She's got advice for us as we head into retirement years. Ashley's been on the morning show over the years as part of our Leadership Circle members, and today she's joining us to tell us all to not feel guilty about spending money. Good morning, Ashley. Thanks for being with us.
Good morning, Brenda. I'm excited to talk to you about this today.
Well, this is an interesting shift because in all of our discussions, we have talked about saving and planning for retirement. And now that we've got this nest egg built, we got to make it last. And you said that while that is important, we shouldn't feel guilty about spending what we've saved. How do we change our mindset?
Yeah, that's a great question. And it's something I deal with quite a bit with clients, because when you are diligently saving and investing and sort of protecting, like, I'm not going to touch my nest egg for retirement no matter what. And then all of a sudden you retire and you have to make that switch. Psychologically, it's a very difficult switch to make, because it's like, well, wait a sec. I've been telling myself that this money is totally off limits. And so if I have to switch that and say, oh, okay, it's okay for me to draw money from this now. But when they're in that transition period from saving to spending, it can kind of feel like you're robbing a bank. And a lot of my clients have a lot of fears about that. So they'll try to avoid that for as long as possible. And it can create a lot of problems, because you've saved and worked hard for decades and you want to be able to enjoy your retirement, especially the early retirement years where, you know, you're generally more healthy. You want to be more active. You may want to travel and do certain things. If you're not willing to tap into your retirement savings, you're going to miss out on some of the benefits of retirement and not enjoy your retirement years. So that's, we kind of have to find that balance and that middle ground of not withdrawing or spending too much, but also enjoying your retirement years and having a comfortable lifestyle.
Ashley, the thing that I am thinking about is I can actually kind of start to see when those retirement years are getting closer for me. The thought that crosses my mind, and I think many people do, is the need to make it last. Thinking that, I mean, I want to be able to, and I think it's realistic for me to think about living well into my 80s and even possibly my 90s. So I have to save as much as I can so that way it lasts. So how do you come up with the figure, though, so that way you know, okay, I'm going to have enough to last this many years, so this allows me this much money to spend, you know, every year or every other year on a big expense?
Right. Yeah. And I think the key with that is, you know, there's a lot of tools out there. Even if you're not working with a financial planner or financial advisor, there's a lot of tools available online where you can estimate, you know, do I have enough money if I'm going to spend or withdraw X number of dollars from my investments every month to supplement Social Security and other things? Is that going to drain my investments? Am I going to run out of money? So you can fairly easily answer the question, am I going to run out of money? Am I at risk of running out of money? But what I come back to with that is paying attention to your withdrawal rate. So there's a little bit of math here, but it's pretty basic. Generally, the 4% rule is what a lot of planners or advisors recommend. So if you withdraw from your investments 4% of the value or less in year one of retirement, and you increase that a little bit every year for inflation, you should be okay. Now, should, there's a lot of variables there. So usually what I recommend to people if they are really nervous about running out of money is start with 2 or 3% withdrawal rate. So, you know, for every $100,000 that you have invested, you're only taking $2,000 or $3,000 out per year. And so, if you start with that, then you know, it will allow you to have a more conservative withdrawal rate, and then you're not going to be at risk as much about with running out of money, because it's not hard to beat a 2 or 3% return, even when you consider inflation and taxes on top of that.
Ashley Michikay is with True North Retirement Advisors. All along, she's been helping us learn to save for retirement, but today she's helping us learn how to spend and figure out how much we can spend in our retirement. Ashley, I used to remember thinking when I was young, oh, you know, my parents will leave me an inheritance. And so now that I'm older, I look to my parents and go, please, that's your money that you've worked your whole life. Please spend it all. But there is this idea that we want to create and save enough money so that way we can have an inheritance to pass on. And that begins to create wealth within a family. How does that factor into the discussion then?
Yes, that's something that is very important to many people. And that's a more individualized conversation. So if usually where I'll start with clients is asking them about those specific legacy goals. Is there a certain amount of money that you want to leave to your children or your church or causes that you care about? It goes across the spectrum. I have some clients that are like, if I could figure out how to die with zero, that's exactly what I would do. And I have other clients that want significant sums of money left over for their children and charitable causes. So I think we get stuck in this thought pattern of trying to grow our net worth. And there could be a lot of reasons for that. But like, I don't think you would talk to a single person who's like, yes, I'm trying to be poorer than I am today. Most people want to have more money in the future than they have today. And so it's tricky in retirement, though, because generally you will likely see your net worth continue to grow, even if you're taking money out of your investments. But usually that kind of peaks around your early 70s. And then depending on how long you live after that, it can start to kind of plateau and even decline a little bit, because later in life, you may have, if you have serious health issues, that can be a drain on your investments. If you require, care, like nursing home care, that can be very expensive. So I try to encourage clients as much as possible to, when they're retired especially, to focus on what are the things that are important for you to have satisfaction in life. And especially the things that cost money, because there are lots of things that bring us satisfaction that are free, and we should focus on those too. But, you know, if you want to be healthy, you want to exercise, maybe you like eating out sometimes, you know, you want to drive a reliable car, you want to do a little traveling, you might have hobbies, like all of these things cost money in addition to just covering the basics and paying your bills. And so I think the goal for many retirees really needs to be primarily maintaining a lifestyle that brings you satisfaction mm-hmm. in retirement, and not at the expense of just watching your net worth grow. Because I think that's where a lot of people get into a bad place is that they don't enjoy their retirement. They don't enjoy these lifestyle things like travel and hobbies that would bring them a lot of joy, because they're obsessively checking their balance, and they don't want to reduce their balance of their net worth by taking withdrawals so that they can't afford to do these things.
Ashley, this is a complicated discussion. And I think the more that people know about how they can spend is more reassurance that they are doing the right thing. And it is important to bring in a financial advisor to this. And we appreciate you kind of helping us understand and looking at the overview of reaping the benefits of all that we have been able to do throughout our working years in our retirement years. Ashley, always a great discussion when you join us. Thanks so much for being with me.
Thank you, Brenda.